This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
I can already tell you right now, my favorite's going to be that old dude in the back left. I don't care. Whatever he does is going to be golden. All right, then.
All right, then. That was best episode of the season so far?
Yeah. I mean, as far as, like, the show must go on kind of thing, like, you're like, what the fuck is going to happen now? So that's kind of cool. Like, it definitely left you with a gigantic question mark, but I think they did a pretty good job of giving you the backstory of essentially everything that has to do with, like, the little time world we were in. And now we're, like, jumping to, you know, the behind the curtain part.
Yeah, so, this is the nothing is as it seemed the entire show.
Yeah.
The TVA is all some question mark of a ploy of what it was and the timekeepers. And now we have him being sent by the same stick everybody else has been sent with. So does he just arrive there? Is it everybody who's ever been popped or since they've been here? Who knows? I am glad, though, because I did mention it before we started the episode, but there was a big, there's a theory that was floating around that at one point, either when she tried to get in his head earlier last episode, or when she woke up at the table, that either or of them had, that everything we saw in episode 3 was like one of their illusions. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of glad that was not the thing, because that would have been like, and none of it actually happened. Because I felt like at the very end, when he was getting ready to tell her whatever he's going to tell her, it was going to be like, this isn't really happening. But now we know what to do. That kind of thing. I don't know. It was just, that was a theory that was going around for a little bit last week.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'm just more like, who's the bad guy you're trying to introduce us to? Like, cause I feel like everything in all of these scenes and through all of the, like, little mini series that are happening, we always get left with this big question mark because somebody outside of what we witnessed is doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've not really had like a big, there's an overarching bad who is dangling all the marionette puppets.
Yeah. So I'm waiting to see. I kind of feel like they'll probably do it here in Loki of, like, what's the giant hand we're going to see, you know, mm-hmm. and, like, wait for Claw to turn the fuck around finally or something, right? Like, I think we'll probably get to at least.
Did you just make an Inspector Gadget? Did you just reference Inspector Gadget? Yes, I love how old we are. I know nobody watching this was like, Claw, turn around. What the fuck are you talking about? I love. Oh man, all you kids out there watching this show. Yeah, didn't even know what we were talking about. Go Google Inspector Gadget. You'll love it. It's a great show.
Yeah, I kind of feel like with Black Widow coming out, they're gonna have to do some sort of reveal here shortly within these episodes, and I don't feel her movie is really gonna be focused on it all, like, the next bad guy. But I feel like when we get the whole blast from the past and they're, oh, we're all a family again, and then whatever the tragedy is that happens,
mm-hmm.
we'll have a cutscene that again leads to, like, the left arm, right? Like, and then we'll start getting all of this shit put together of who the bad dude is.
Yeah, I can see. I'm with you. I can see one of the post-credit scenes of Black Widow being a helper set up for what's coming next, multiverse and madness. I can honestly see it. I can honestly see one being the multiverse stuff and one being for the Hawkeye show. You know, I mean, they're all intertwined now with the shows and the movies. Like, it's going to be like, they're just going to all lead into everybody no matter what. And you know what's coming up next. So maybe we'll get some scenes for those.
Well, yeah, I mean, because honestly, that's like one of the things I am most excited about within the whole next, you know, phase in these shows is who's the bad guy you're picking? Like, you know, we got the Avengers movies and each one of them had like their kind of big bad that like set up a step that you were like, oh shit, dude, that is a big bad, but it led to a bigger bad. Like, I just want to know, like, what's the baseline you guys are starting at? Because whatever you pick here, I only know is going to get worse, right? So right. I'm just curious, like, who the Marvel execs are ranking as, like, essentially a mid-tier bad guy.
And let's not forget, the TVA works. Like, they are actively monitoring this timeline. Like, so it's not like it's some, like, it's not like all these folks are just showing up to some you don't think these folks are showing up to some projection, are you? No, because they're pulling actual people out of the past. So no, they've got time travel and they're maintaining this time stream. So whoever the big bad is who is using the timekeepers as like whatever he's hiding behind, like this dude, his game is really crazy because while I'm being a big bad, I'm also instituting this entire TVA and have it working for years and years and enslaved thousands of employees.
Yeah, this dude is so, like, okay, so the other movies, right, like, all of the bad guys, it just happened to be some crazy domino that worked out to get us where we were going with, like, fucking Thanos and shit. But this is essentially a bad dude that was like, I don't even give a fuck about the glove. I've literally delegated time.
Right. Right. I can so go back and kill you as a baby.
Yes. This dude is like, I don't want to do this no more. I got these three figureheads sorting it all out, and they've pretty much got my system running quite well. So is this one of those things where he's just like, I just wanted to sleep, and it's like, who awoke me from my slumber kind of thing? Like, right? Like, I want to know what this bad guy's rhyme and reason about. You know, like Thanos is pretty much just like, hey, I'm going to send all the world population a message. We're overpopulated. Stop.
Right.
Right.
Real simple plan.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck's this dude all about? Like, that just because these dudes were robots now, and I'm like, we delegated multiple timelines, and you found a way to keep one basic thing running so you can do whatever it is you need to get done. Like, this guy's Rube Goldberg machine is going to be fucking outstanding. Like, it.
Right. I mean, you had to make time travel a thing for your plan to work, which is crazy.
Yeah, and then you had to go, all right, I need a bazillion people to go manage it so I can continue doing the rest of my shit.
Right. That's the part of his evil monologue that I'm looking forward to, is explaining how the shit you've been doing this for so long and why you suddenly decided to do whatever you're doing for the next phase of your plan.
Yeah, and the fact that Homegirl knew about it, I mean, based on her facial expressions.
So you're saying she's in on it, right?
I'm saying she's totally, like, she got all the way to that peak, and then, like, whatever the bad dude told the three people to say to her or showed her or did whatever made her go, I'm going to kill the dude that I'm the closest with in the world. No questions asked. Like, what children are you holding of her that are trapped in some Nexus event time continuum that you are staying in this thing so you can figure it out? Like, I want to know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. I was very disappointed that our awesome security killer, hunter killer girl got took out like in the first part of the fight scene.
That was a little weird. Like, she popped in to like save the day and throw the sword and then immediately took a right and was like, punch here. You know? Yeah.
I was like, you gotta give me more than that. I was looking for at least like a suplex or something.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious now as to like what Nexus event they threw these people into. Because it doesn't seem like the wand really vaporized them like we all thought. It looks like it just drops them off somewhere. So I'm kind of curious as to what perpetual shit show they're stuck in now. Yeah, as well.
Is it a planet? Is it something past the... I mean, that's just it.
Yeah,
I
wish... or is it just like some dumb time loop that like anybody who's figured out too much is just getting tossed into? Because obviously they've already got that sorted as well, because they stuck Loki in a fucking kneeball prison and think about your fucking wrongs for all the 15 minutes, right? So,
hey, but we got Lady Sif back. We haven't seen Lady Sif since, well, she was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a couple episodes, but it was cool to see her back. I hope it wasn't just a one-off, but it might have been. I don't know. But it was cool to see her back there for a second. So
yeah.
We hadn't seen her in a while. But yeah, there's no telling. I kind of wish we could pause it. Could you bring it back up and look at this? Look at the post-credit scene and pause it on the three Lokis and see where... I remember seeing like crumbled buildings and stuff. Is that what I was seeing behind them? Was it like a decimated city?
His shit looked like... every apocalypse picture you've ever seen that was of a city that's been decimated in some way. There was like the steel framework in the background and like whatever the crazy memorial shit may be, or, you know, kind of thing. Like, we're going to walk around this place in a matter of moments and go, oh, we're on. Doop, do, do, do. Yeah.
Right. It's someplace like someplace post-apocalypse, like post-apocalyptic event, but it's not like Chernobyl where you're gonna die if you land there. So it's just like there's just nobody left for like 100 miles or whatever, and it's like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm
city.
Saying like did they throw them on an event where like the planet survived and the atmosphere is okay, so they're like, hey, here's our time jail, everybody else previously got wiped out, and
I like that
this thing's still floating and functional, we're good. Or I mean, did they really wake up in some weird ass event, right? Like, that was actually a dying world, and these Lokis that have been cast off have figured out a way to make
survive
it sustainable.
It.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. That's a good theory. I do like that. I do like that theory. I couldn't remember if there was like, because when I think of like post-apocalyptic where like humans didn't survive, I think of like I Am Legend and how you had all the skyscrapers and stuff, but like there was plants and all kinds of shit growing up all over them. And I couldn't remember if I saw any of that, like if it looked like that behind the guys. But hey, that's a good theory though. Like a whole planet where there's whatever the population was just gone, either plague or
they're like, yo, here's Australia, homies. Go.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's pretty cool, man. That's a good got two episodes left. We got to figure out why the boss lady didn't pop the Lady Loki, because she was like, you know, was she the one who's asked, saying, you're going to tell me everything now? Is that what she said at the end? Was that who said that? Was now you're going to tell me everything?
Yeah, Sylvie said that to...
Did Sylvie say it to her? Or to Loki?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she said it to, like, the Time Lady. She's like, I got the gun. Tell me what the fuck's going on. And she was like, nah, kill me. And she was like, no, I'm not doing that. You have a whole shit ton of information that I want now. Tell me what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the head girl knows the whole plan, or like knows the whole TVA behind the curtain stuff. So even her like coming back or going to talk to the timekeepers, like she knew they were androids, do you think?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I don't know, like, well, that's what we got to figure out, like, how, like, she most certainly knew that everybody there had been kidnapped,
right,
but
she definitely knew
where
the variant
part. That is that, like, is that the end of it, or does she actually know something about the three robots up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
maybe it's Ultron, maybe Ultron's back. I was like, who do we know that makes robots? Like, he could still be floating around, but it would have been his.
Yeah, but the robots you can just easily pass off as, like, just the mask, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who specializes in robots. It just needs to be someone smart and powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all that needs to be is whoever we see, we have to go, yeah, they would have no problem doing that. Like,
right.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. They keep hinting that it could be King the Conqueror, but I don't know enough of the comic books to know what he did in the comics. If this is like something that's right up his alley. So
like you get these. Okay, so Thanos, like when they yank Thanos out, almost anybody in the movies, anybody who kind of just stumbled into Marvel, and most certainly anybody who had read comics was like, oh, I know Thanos is a bad dude. So are we now at that point where they're going to pull kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, ain't nobody know who the fuck Guardians of the Galaxy was until the Guardians of the Galaxy movie came out. And true. Then there was like a 10% that was like, oh shit, they're going to pull that out from the 70s? I love those.
Right.
But outside of that, it was a great thing that made Guardians of the Galaxy more of a let's continue this comic. So I'm kind of curious, like, are they going to go into the well of bad dudes and like they're go, you get a chance to remake a bad guy.
Right.
And they're like, right. Oh, well, I liked all this dude's stats on the cards, but just whoever wrote him and whatever sucked. Or he like, you know, is this the whole, what is it like late 90s, early 2000s where we get two of the same movies, right? So that bad guy came up against another comparable bad dude somewhere. And it was like, nah, the fans just fell in love with that guy. Right, kind of thing. So, I don't know. Like, I'm curious about all of that. Like, I mean, you can list anybody from the evil universe of Marvel, and it's like, cool, but are you picking someone that the people know? Or are you picking, like, a gem you found out somewhere, and you're like, I can make this fucking work. I can make this cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we have any sort of flashbacks to our time travel movies we watched for the podcast? Now that he's falling in love with him, with another version of himself.
I mean, as I long like, as you don't need to make a baby to keep it going. I mean, they've already, like, kind of segmented this out. Like, there's multiple worlds. Like, I mean, they were like, nah, we're in this one area, this one piece, this one time. Like, he's alone. I get it. It's different.
Right. It's like, I love who you love.
Well, that's true for most fucking certainly, but it's also like, I do not like that the fact that they're like, people are probably thinking, oh, but that's the same. No, it's not the same DNA. It's not. It's not at all. The only thing that is in common is the fucking name. Like, that is it. Like, everything else is different. Mom and dad were different. The shit they looked at was different. The air they breathe is different. Like, their Asgard is not just the same normal Asgard. They happened to pick the two that were like, well, if we're going to make two things that are Loki fall in love, we better make them look similar. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not pulling out the mountain goat fucking Wendigo Loki for anybody watching Disney. But they did show it. They did show it.
And we just met like three other versions of Loki or something. Or some either followers or other Loki variant versions.
Oh, no,
which means
most
you may
Loki
get to
variants.
See the ones you want to see that you mentioned last week. You were like, let me see that goat Loki. Let me see that big swole up Loki.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
I know.
Like, I want, like, anything you can think of in your mind, I want that Loki.
Yep.
That's the Loki I want. Like, I want basically whatever your audience member Dr. Seuss brain fucking came up with when we like happened to see a couple of them scroll by and you went, oh, I'm gonna make one. I want that Loki. Like, that is the Loki I want to pop up and be on the screen for five minutes at most. That's all I ask. I don't even care if he's like a cook for the other Lokis and is like, oh, I ain't got no real uses because we suck at making up shit. And so I'm a cook.
Well, hopefully we figure out where Owen Wilson got popped to, where Mobius went to, since hopefully he's not dead and he may even be on the same planet. I kind of hope there's a bunch of Lokis. It's like we're going to have like a platoon of Lokis that's going to fight the TVA. It's going to be one big giant like Game of Thrones.
See,
fucking.
Like, now that's the other question is, did he get dropped off on the same area? Like, did they pick a prison Nexus event and that's where everybody's at and they slowly die if they don't figure out a way to survive? So okay, is the friends on the same planet now, right? And they're going to figure out a way to help each other. Or did he also wake up looking up and seeing a bunch of different versions of him going, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like time and worlds and multi-universes, like, or did he actually just fucking die because he's not unique?
Right, because he's not a Loki, because he's not special like them. I know. I hope he didn't. I hope it wasn't like, hey, we can only afford you for four of the six shows, so
yeah, like you're going out. I kind of hope it's not one of those things where they establish the friendship, and so like one of the last little things we see within this show is Loki going back and doing his friend a solid, going and looking in that drawer, like I said, of all the fucking time stones or whatever, and doing his thing, so at least... I don't know, like I said, maybe he goes back in time and never gets yanked, right? Like, they broke the time agency, so does he just go back and is like, hey, man, you get to fucking jet ski for the rest of life. You don't know me. Our friendship will never actually come to fruition because it never fucking happened now.
Well, if they do that, it'll avoid me crying on camera when they meet up because he's okay and it's still the same one and they get a good bro hug and he also gets one on a jet ski. Because if our guy's still alive and he gets on a jet ski, I may not be able to control myself. I'm just saying. It's the tears come way easier as a dad, so it just happens. Anyways, I look forward to next week. I know everybody watching looks forward to it. Leave a comment as to what you are most looking forward to next week. We'll see if it comes true. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always catch the discussion after the episode watch on our podcast over at twodadsreview.com or just right here like you just finished watching. And thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.